Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Dr. Julie Yarrow. She is the president of ProMedica Bixby and Herrick Hospitals, along with Frank Nagel, the manager of the Population Health, and also chairperson of Lenawee Health Network. Welcome both of you to the program today. We're going to be talking about social determinants of health. Dr. Yarrow, give us a description. What does that mean?
So social determinants of health are those factors that affect a patient's healthy living. So that could be access to food, proper housing, clean water sources, economic stability, jobs. Those are all factors that we realize help patients lead healthier lifestyles, but also help us treat patients more effectively.
And one of the missions of ProMedica is improving your health and well-being. And so that kind of goes along with changing people's lives with food insecurities, with housing insecurities, all those different things.
Yeah, so I think in the medical field, we have always looked at healthcare as a diagnosis and treatment plan.
Right.
And now the healthcare industry is really looking at it being health and healthy living. Mm-hmm. And a key component in that is addressing those social determinants in health. So ProMedica has really made a strong effort in improving those social determinants in the communities that we reside in and being a leader. So as an anchor institution, we realize we have the opportunity to make some changes, but also form collaborative efforts within the communities, which Frank leads many of those collaborative efforts, and how we can address things behind the scenes that really affect healthy living.
I know I've seen Frank at some of the meetings, and with the Lenawee Health Network, it is a collaboration amongst a lot of different organizations that are coming together trying to figure out all the different ways that you go at a person to help increase the quality of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And being the backbone organization for the Lenawee Health Network, we're able to look at not only how we can address social determinants of health within our four walls, but also in collaboration with our community partners. Mm-hmm. And so having that collaborative platform within the collective impact core framework in the community helps us to really look at what are those health trends by doing health assessments every 3 years. And being able to put together collaborative models that we can address those primary areas. And so perfect examples of that are being able to apply for grants or projects that really are addressing those needs of social determinants of health and maybe others that come up as well.
Well, and that is one of the ways that you were able to get the farm going, wasn't it? Was through some grant initiatives?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the Lenawee Health Network started with a grant in 2011. Mm-hmm. And food insecurities and food access was a primary challenge at that time, and that sparked grant funding for the Veggie Mobile. Mm-hmm. And now you fast forward, that project started with 5 stops on a weekly schedule, and now it's making 24 stops every week.
And the locations of those stops are great. I mean, with mm-hmm. all the different senior centers, but also some apartment complexes, I thought.
Yep, absolutely. Apartment complexes, senior centers, and then we're also looking at just reaching some of our local neighborhoods. Additionally, YMCA of Lenawee County. So really that starting vision has translated to us looking at the farm and how we can expand our offerings, source more local produce, maybe drive down some of the cost of the produce so we can get more affordable produce, but also welcome the community in to have a really community-driven program that provides maybe some education, demonstrations, and more.
And not only will they get the benefit of eating better, but there's also a lot of mental wellness that comes from growing things.
Oh, absolutely. You get another layer of that health and well-being when you're in a serene setting mm-hmm. and you're able to be in the clinical hoop house where you're surrounded by a water feature and some herbs. So you get a lot of the sensory aspects as well, which can be very therapeutic.
So Kathy, you know, looking at the new campus that we're really excited is on track and hopefully opening in 2020, what that farm does is lets us look at non-traditional delivery models of healthcare.
Okay.
So not everybody responds to a sterile four-wall environment. So the farm isn't just a way for us to provide produce for the Veggie Mobile. It also gives us a teaching platform
okay.
for educating people on access to food, maybe trying foods that they may not have tried before without mm-hmm. some encouragement from the staff, but also looking at our younger children in the community and teaching them how they can cook on a budget, how they can prepare foods at home, maybe just with a microwave, but then also bringing nature into healthcare and the healing effects that nature can bring.
Yes, well, and you'll have that. You also are going to have walking trails out there, which is another component of when you exercise, you get a physical health comes along with that. And the new YMCA will be out there, which will be a huge asset to the county as a whole.
Yeah, I think, you know, rural communities have some of the same deficits that our metro areas. We're not unique. We have food deserts. We have transportation needs. Yes. It's a big piece on what Frank's working on is trying to make that compass all-inclusive, but also making sure that it's healthcare for all of Lenawee County, so there's no region that's left untouched. Exactly. And that's a lot of what he's doing, the community health needs assessment, but also with the veggie mobile and making sure that those routes expand the entire community and not just our central region.
Exactly. So I'm sure that our listeners will want to find out more information of how they can become involved, where they can go to get some additional answers, and what's the answer to that question?
Yeah, so recently we launched a ProMedica Farms page on our website. Okay. So that has a nice little video description of the farm and the veggie mobile, but also how the community can get in touch with us about volunteering opportunities, about educational opportunities, and much more. And so the community is able to reach out that way, or I even welcome community to reach out to me directly. We really want people to be able to experience the value of those programs that are available and to see the collaborations that are happening to really drive and improve health in the community.
Exactly. I'm sure you can go talk to groups even and organizations like that. And there's something about having someone come and explain things more in depth that brings a better understanding of what's really going on.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to see it firsthand, and it's you get to experience the emotion behind it as well.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Yarrow and Frank, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and talking about social determinants of health and what kind of changes we can make in our community.
Thank you for having us, Kathy, and thank the community for listening.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.